Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Zach here. We got another edition of Teens on Air today. It is our sixth episode, and here we are in June, and I don't know where all the time went. This year's going fast. Last year went so fast. I feel like it's going to be Christmas tomorrow, but I'm finally out of school. I'm very happy about that. I'm sure most of you guys are out of school as well. I'm celebrating summer break. I hope everybody's having an awesome week. Speaking of that, I do want to do a quick shout-out before we start the show. My cousin, his name is Nick DeMarco, he's actually headed to the Baltimore Ravens on Monday, and he's doing a tryout for the team. I just wanted to wish him good luck. I can't wait. I hope you make the team, man, and I will be talking to you if I ever need Ravens tickets. All right, guys, so we do have an awesome show today. But there is a catch. This is not the show that we've been actually promoting because, well, this is a live radio show. Sometimes things go a little crazy, and we have a little bit of a thing this week with the guest we've been advertising, Bex Taylor-Klaus, and she actually got a film. She's working on a film this week. It was a last-minute thing, and fortunately for her, it's a pretty big project, and congratulations, but she was not able to do the show this week. However, Andrew and I put our heads together, and we found ourselves a new guest. Now, this guest will remain a mystery until they come on the line. And they're going to be on in a few minutes. But first, we do need to get rolling on the Z-Pod Shuffle. Coming in at number 5 this week, oh, well, it's none other than our illustrious producer, Andrew Caravella. His songs are getting a re-release on June 17th on Universal. You guys can check him out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Here he is at number 5 on the countdown with his song, Jump. Jump. Again, Andrew's going to be worldwide with his stuff. Is that you can download it on June 17th. So check out your Spotify, iTunes, local thrift store, wherever you get your music to pick up that song, Jump. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, followed by the very mysterious guest, my good friend. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys, producer Andrew here in the control room. We'll get back to Zach in a hot minute, but first, I just wanted to let you know that Teens on Air has an official Facebook group page that you can join. You just log on to your Facebook and type in the search bar, Teens on Air, and join the group. You'll be able to check out the newest music, not on FM radio, find links to all the celebrities and teen stars that we have on the show, as well as check out the awesome things that we find from you to put on the group. Now don't forget, every Friday night at 6 p.m., we're live in Hollywood on Easy Way Broadcasting, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room, sending it back to Zach in the Z studio.
All right, guys, welcome back to Teens on Air. I'm Zach Callison. It is time. We are bringing out the mystery guest. So you guys know that I'm a voiceover actor, and I've been doing that for a few years. And a lot of people ask me how I went about becoming a VO actor. And, well, this guest is part of the answer. He's been instrumental in helping me get to where I am, as well as many other talented actors. His talent is helping other people to have their talent shine. He is none other than Tony Gonzalez of Kids Voiceover. Thanks for coming on the show today, man.
Hey, I'm back. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So,
hey, thanks for asking.
Of course. Thank you for jumping in the last minute.
It feels like I just saw you recently.
Yeah. What was that? Maybe 48 hours ago I was in your studio?
That's for average. Every 48 hours, Zach actually comes into the studio to record something.
He coaches me on so many projects. My auditions for Sophia the First, Steven Universe, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, all recorded in Tony's studio. And your teaching has helped me develop my skills and helped me to book more stuff. So when you go about training someone in voiceover, Tony, do you have, like, a system of steps?
Normally there's a process. For every single student, it's very different. But when any of my clients first come in to me, usually they're sent over from their agents or managers or referred from friends, somebody that knows them. I run them through the basics and rules and booth etiquette, and then we basically kind of see where they're at as far as in the booth, as far as reading level and how much experience they have in voiceover. I mean, every person is different. It just depends on what they can do, and then I kind of try and figure out what's missing.
Okay, so I know a lot of people have unique voices, interesting texture or pitch, natural pitch to their voices, but how does somebody know if they would be good at voiceover and if they have the skill set? Is it all talent, or can anybody do this?
I think you've hit on a couple things. I think definitely there's a lot of people out there that have very unique voices. They have like a very textured voice or a gruff voice, but that doesn't necessarily translate into skill. It definitely, what you do inside the booth is definitely a skill. It's experience and skill as far as, you know, knowing how your voice works, knowing what to do with your voice. And that's something that has to be learned a lot of times, I feel. I mean, a lot of people are always coming to me and saying, hey, I've been told I have a great voice and I should be doing voiceover. And, a lot of times it's like, well, how much acting have you been doing? How much voiceover have you been doing? I mean, can you look at different scripts in different styles and figure out, can you read for something that's more for a kid show as opposed to an action-adventure show? What's your specialty? What's your niche? And a lot of people really don't know where they're at until they've had some training inside the booth and figure it out. Where someone such as yourself, you've pretty much figured it out. I mean, it's pretty incredible, you guys, to see Zach work inside the booth and get to work with Zach inside the booth, because I get to see him change for just so many different types of styles of cartoons and animation, whether it's him auditioning for a movie trailer, which one was that? That movie trailer that you did?
It was Hugo. I did the British accent commercial for Hugo.
That was one of them. The other one was The Whales. The whales, the
big miracle, whales. Big miracle.
Big miracle, yeah. There's that one. I mean, so seeing how you adjust to styles for something like that, where you adjust to something like, you know, Sophia the First, when you did Sophia the First, to adjusting to something like Steven, who's a very crazy, zany voice. And I think all of my clients have some sort of range where, you know, they figure something out for their own voice of what they can do.
So you don't just work with me. You work with a lot of people. You're a very busy guy. So tell us about some of the other people on your talent roster and what projects they've done.
Well, I can't really say her name, but I'm working with Doc McStuffins. Mm-hmm. I have recently been working with Max Charles, who is his Sherman from Peabody and Sherman.
Yes.
Let me see. Genesis Ochoa, a really talented young singer as well as actress who booked a movie for Guillermo del Toro and Jorge Gutierrez in The Book of Life. Some of you may have seen the trailer that just came out maybe about last week, I guess last week. Eva Bello.
I know from the signatures on your walls, you worked with Mitchell Musso, Madison Pettis, Debbie Ryan.
Oh yes, the old school talent, yes, for sure. They've come in, they stopped in to do auditions and kind of tweak what they're doing. So I get occasionally some pretty big people. Stephanie Scott had come in here when she was really young to study. I can't even think. I'm like, oh, Madison Pettis. Madison, oh my gosh, she started with me when she was, I believe she was 6.5 or 7. And now
yeah, you have a picture with her on the wall. That she's really tiny.
I started
with you.
I know you guys both. I mean, how old is Madison? How old is Madison now?
She's about my age. I'm 16.
So yeah, I mean, I started working with you. Let me just look here. 2009, August of 2009. Your very first audition, I helped you with a Scooby-Doo book.
Yes, I booked that. It was the little monster kid that was 7 years old and transformed into a ghoul.
little did we know it would move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But
now,
yeah,
Tony, you have done some voice acting in the past, right? Just a little bit.
It's not my thing. It's not normally my thing. My pleasure comes from working with my clients and helping them book jobs. That's where my pleasure comes from. But occasionally I do get asked to do voiceovers, and it actually was really nice to do Good Luck Charlie. I've done some stuff on Good Luck Charlie. I've been three separate voices on Good Luck Charlie. Some of you guys might remember the pilot. I forget which episode it was, but the pilot who came on and let I guess it was Charlie know that her flight was 2 hours delayed, where her boyfriend was going into his town and she was going into his town. So I was that voice, and you're not going to make me do it, are you?
You don't have
don't
to.
Don't make me do it, Zach. Don't make me do it.
If you could, if you had the opportunity to voice any character, what character would it be?
Gosh, it probably, I don't know. Now I'm kind of excited about the Star Wars Rebels series. So I would say it would have to be something on the Star Wars Rebels series. I helped coach one of my clients, Taylor Gray, who is coming out in the new Star Wars Rebels series as Ezra Bridger, who's, we're not going to say he's a Jedi, but he's Forced, he kind of understands the Force a little bit, but it's going to be a huge series for Disney XD, and I would say that I would definitely be interested in doing a Star Wars series, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
That is one of my dream jobs as well. We're actually going to take a quick break for just a second. We're playing number 4 on the Z-Pod Shuffle. This is my personal favorite on the countdown, maybe besides Andrew's tune earlier. He's making threatening gestures at me from the control room. But seriously, this band rocks. It's Generationals with their song Put a Light on It. Enjoy. Guys, we are back here at Teens on Air with my very good friend and voiceover coach, Tony G. That's what I call him. So, Tony, here at Teens on Air, we have a couple things that we strive for. One of them is humility, and the most important one is having a good laugh. So, without naming names or incriminating guilty parties, describe the funniest audition you have ever had to record or listen to.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. I should run a bloopers reel. But I think the most recent, I would say, would have to go to Tiffany Espenson yesterday, who came in to record an audition. And she's coming – she actually – it didn't actually happen inside the booth. It came out after she walked outside of the booth, and she sat down on her chair and actually missed the chair and fell onto the floor. That was definitely – that I'm sure – if she's listening, sorry, Tiff, I outed you on that one. That was hilarious, though. Tiffany Espenson, who some of you guys might know from what is her new show, Harvey Buckets. I guess they're
yeah.
working on filming that right now. But, yeah, she came in yesterday to record an audition, and she missed the chair.
next time I'm in your studio, I'll make sure I don't miss the chair.
Just when you see her, next time you see her, just a reminder about that. Oh, I heard you miss the chair. Tell me.
I will. So you work with a lot of newer people to the business, whether it's they're just new to voiceover or they're new to the entertainment industry as a whole. If you had one major piece of advice to give to a newcomer to voiceover, what would it be?
I would definitely say train and stick with it, and try different things. Try different acting coaches. Try different acting teachers. Don't just stick with me. There's other people out there that are doing teaching what I teach. I mean, I'm really good at what I do, and I love what I do. But there's a lot of people that are different acting teachers, different acting styles that you can learn a lot of different styles because. Maybe one style in acting doesn't work for you. Maybe the next you'll pull something from that, and you gain from a lot of different people. You learn, you gather as much knowledge as possible. But I would say definitely stick with it and never give up. I have a coffee mug. I have a coffee mug, and it says, "What would you do if you could not? If you knew you could not fail?" And that is one of my favorite mugs. I keep it actually sitting on my sink and. I think that is one of the things that you should stick with is just kind of like if you knew you could not fail, then you would just keep doing it and train and get better.
Yeah, I've been acting for 9 years now, and only now am I starting to work and really see the product of the work I've put in. It takes a long time for most people, so I agree with that. We've actually got to play another song on the Z-Pod Shuffle. Coming in at number 3, this is British India with I Can Make You Love Me. Here you go. Andrew. I don't think Andrew wants to play the song, you guys.
wait, you want me to hum the song? I could hum the song for you, Zach.
you know I Can Make You Love Me by British India?
No, I don't. Sorry, I don't. I if you gave me the song, I could probably hum it. Andrew, give us the song so I can hum it.
Come on, man. I played your song. You can't just shut it down. You got to play everybody else's, too.
I think, Zach, you just have to sing something now. I'll just sing something random. I saw a little something online the other day of you playing the piano at some event. What event was that?
Oh, recently, huh? There's a song. I Can Make You Love Me. right, guys, that was number three with British India's song I Can Make You Love Me. We're live from Hollywood. I'm Zach Callison for Teens on Air. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Hi, Kaylee Stallings here with some exciting news to share with you all. I'm releasing my debut CD, Gone, on June 21st and throwing a huge party and concert event to celebrate. We've got celebrity guests confirmed, including my three co-hosts, Zach Callison from Cartoon Network as Steven Universe, Ashley Argoda from Nickelodeon's True Jackson VP and ABC's The Fosters, and Megan Henry, Miss Teen Asia USA and member of all-girl group Girl Radical. Other celebrity guests confirmed to join us include Risa Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers. Walter E. Jones may also be in the house. Remember him as the original Black Power Ranger Zach on the Power Rangers. Plus, I hear that the Ochoa boys might also be stopping by. So exciting. There are more, but too many to name. We're giving away some really cool raffle prizes, including designer sunglasses, Flotto footwear, IDT skateboards, Speed Zone gift cards, and more. Every ticket purchased in advance gets four raffle tickets for a chance to win. Teens want to know WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting, Actors Reporter, Hollywood Elevator Magazine, Teens on Air, PR Photos, and numerous others will be there covering my red carpet event at BuzzFeed East in L.A. Hope you'll support me, Kaylee Stallings, and my music with your ticket purchases for this cool party. So go on Facebook and search for the page Kaylee Stallings CD Release Party in Concert and join the fun. Thanks for everyone, and I'll see you all there.
The Z-Pod Shuffle is, in my opinion, the best segment on any radio show. What's up? Yes, it is Andrew Caravella, producer for Teens on Air. Now, before I get it back to Zach, go ahead and check this out. We're going to change up the Z-Pod Shuffle Top 5. Now, listeners can request their favorite new indie artists and post them on our Facebook page. At the end of the week, just tune in to Teens on Air to see if your pick actually made it into the Z-Pod Shuffle. Here's how you submit. You just log on to your Facebook and in the search bar type in Teens on Air. Go ahead, add yourself to the group, and post your artist on our wall. At 6 p.m. on Friday night, tune into Teens on Air, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and Easy Way Broadcasting, to see if, in fact, your pick made the show. Once again, I'm Andrew Caravella, and we're going back live to the Z Studio with Cartoon Network's Zach Callison from Steven Universe.
Hey guys, Zach here. Welcome back to Teens on Air. You heard Andrew just now. Go on our Facebook page, request the artist you want to hear. If you say Andrew Caravella, he will love you forever. We are smack dab in the middle of a really cool interview with a good friend of mine. He is a huge force in the voiceover world. He is none other than Tony Gonzalez. So, Tony, you actually started your VO career in the industry at Disney Animation. What did you do there exactly?
I spent about 8.5 years at Disney itself as an entity. I worked at Disney Interactive, then went over to ABC and then to Disney TV Animation and Casting, and basically was reading scripts, talking to agents every day, dealing with talent. So I was kind of in the mix with everyone and sitting in on production meetings and such. It was definitely a growing time for me.
So did you have a love of cartoons and animation that brought you into that job, or was it just something that was presented to you?
That's kind of funny. I actually had this conversation with my dad recently. I was one of those kids back in the day where I used to sit in front of the TV, and when we didn't have remotes and you had to sit up to change a channel, and I used to sit there with my feet on the TV so I can do a sit-up really quick and change a channel to whatever I needed to watch, because different cartoons were on different channels on Saturday morning. And basically, I remember my dad saying, nobody's ever going to pay you to watch cartoons. And we were actually out playing golf once, and my dad, I was like, hey, Dad, remember when you told me nobody's ever going to pay you to watch cartoons? They're paying me to watch cartoons.
You can do anything as long as you put your mind to it.
That is true. That is definitely true.
So you've been in the industry a while now. As far as the trends of voiceover actors, have you seen any changes in the industry since you started? For example, it wasn't always that actual kids were doing kid roles, and this still happens quite a bit, but it was largely women who would voice young kids' roles. Has that changed a lot, and what else has changed?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think part – I feel like sometimes I feel like a big part of the shift, because I've helped train over 3,000 kids to where the industry has changed, where they are trusting kids to do more, and they are noticing that kids are who are well-trained can do well inside the booth and work well. But I've seen a massive growth in basically video games. Video games are humongous now. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Now we're seeing a lot of people going in doing motion capture. One of my clients just 2 days ago booked a motion capture that I coached her on. And then I've seen the TV animation grow, too, where you have different networks over at Paramount Studios starting their own animation department. You have, you have Netflix having their own animation now. It's just kind of it's blown up, and I see it just growing and growing faster and faster. And the good news is, with that, there's going to be a need and a want for more talent, more kid talent. So it's a good thing.
You mentioned video games. We actually have an ongoing discussion about video games whenever I come to the studio. So what?
Oh,
if
no.
You could snap your fingers.
Are you going to bring up Minecraft?
I mean, here's what I want to ask you. If you could become a video game character with a snap of your fingers, which character would you become, and why is it Steve from Minecraft?
If I could become a video game character, which would it be? I don't know. I always liked Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
I don't know. Mario. I don't know. Mario was awesome. I don't know. Donkey Kong. That was great. I'm going way back. I don't know. I really don't know. That's kind of hard to answer. I like Halo too. Master Chief. I don't know.
All right.
That's a very tough question, Zach.
We'll go with the main character from Minecraft then. All right, guys, we're going to get back to the Z-Pod because it is time for number two. Now, this one is a little different because he's a repeat offender, our very first one here on Teens on Air. He's on tour right now doing a bang-up job. He has our slot at number two. Once again, it is Max Schneider with his song Streets of Gold. Courtesy of Easy Way Broadcasting and Avenue Entertainment. Quick shout out, if it wasn't for our producers, we couldn't be doing such a pioneered show like we are right now. We are literally bringing you guys the stars and their coaches directly. And the best part about this show is that at the end, you guys can call in to chat with me and the guests. Tony, are you gonna be able to stick around and answer some calls?
Sure, why not?
Awesome. Okay, so before we move on to number one on the Z-Pod Shuffle, I do have a couple more questions for you. I know earlier you mentioned that there are different styles of voiceover. What are these styles, and how are they different from each other?
Oh, for sure. There's so many different styles that are out there as far as for voiceover. I think your obvious styles of voiceover are your animation, your trailers, your promo. But when you break those down, it goes even further. You have, like, for kids, you have the kids junior style, which are very presentational style cartoons. That's kind of like your Dora the Explorer, your Ni Hao Kai Land, your the builder, what is it, Handy Manny. Those are those style games, or your Bubble Guppies. And then you have your video games, sometimes which can be a little more natural, or the educational video games. You have your action-adventure stuff, like your Teen Titans or or Max Steel sort of stuff. And then you have your natural and real stuff, and then you have your zany cartoons, where it sounds like a lot more screaming going on, kind of like Fish Hooks and maybe SpongeBob, but it's a little more zany. So there's so many different styles out there, and so many people that are really good at it. But definitely for kids that are wanting to learn this, I would definitely say, you know, do your homework, know who's the best at what they do in these genres.
Researching the show that you're auditioning for is always important, and the people who are working on it as well. Tony, if you were not a coach and you were still involved in the production side of things, what would be your dream project to work on?
I don't know. I think maybe something with Lucas. That would be a dream project if I was working on sort of dream project. I always loved Disney. I mean, I grew up on Disney. I love Nickelodeon also. So I just think something that really makes a difference. I would say any project that really makes a difference in kids' lives and something that's very memorable down the line. I mean, there are still shows that I remember as a kid that are very random and you know, weird, but, you know, they taught lessons. And I learned a lot from them. And we're going back all the way to Schoolhouse Rock. That was classic stuff.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Exactly.
I feel the same way. I'm sitting on Capitol Hill. I feel the same way about old Cartoon Network stuff. I mean, it's not old by most standards, but for me it is. Because I grew up watching that and working with Cartoon Network now, it's a dream come true. So I think that's affected me throughout my voiceover career. So this has been a very fun interview with you, Tony. We're actually going to take the phone calls in a few minutes, so stand by for that. You guys can actually call right now and get in the queue. It is 914-338-1303. Again, 914-338-1303. Tony and I are live here ready to take your calls, but first, number one on the Z-Pod Shuffle this week, these guys had a pretty much sold-out tour all spring at various middle schools and malls throughout the United States. You are going to love these guys. You can hear them play at Carl's Jr., Costco, 20 on 20, a.k.a. Channel 3 of Sirius XM Radio, and number one on MTV.com. They got Love on Lock in our number one spot. This is Drew Ryan Scott, Jake Purdy, Devin Fox, PC Carty, and Blake English, local boy band After Romeo. The phone lines are now open. Call now.
I'll wake up in the morning, got you right by my side. Feel your love in the silence, like I'm reading your mind. It's written all on your face, there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words to the side. You know I've got eyes you on me like a tattoo, that'll never fade away. So let me stop, you ain't gotta talk, I know everything you're gonna say.
You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. I got your love on lock, I got your love on lock, baby. I love you, yeah, you know. You got my love on lock, you got my love on lock. We up on top of the world, don't get me my girl. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, 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 baby. I love you, you got my love on lock.
You never had to ever. I'm here to stay. You gave me a place to love better, but your love built up the pain. It's written all on your face, there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words through the side.
you gonna say?
You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. I got your love on lock, I got your love on lock, baby. I love you, yeah, you know. You got my love on lock, you got my love on lock. We up on top of the world, don't get me my girl. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, 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 baby. I love you, you got my love on lock, you got my love.
Guys, that was After Romeo with Love Unlocked. We are now taking phone calls to talk to Tony Gonzalez and I. I'll give you that number one more time if you missed it. It's 914-338-1303. Okay, I lied. I'll give it to you twice. 914-338-1303. Call now. And I think we've got a caller on the line already. Your number ending in 7886. Let's put him on.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, that's very great to hear you too, Zach.
So, do you have a question for Tony?
Yes, I do.
All right, shoot.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Janet.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So what's your question?
What is your favorite singer?
Who's my favorite singer?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I kind of like Lenny Kravitz.
Who?
Lenny Kravitz is cool.
I love Lenny Kravitz. But there's a couple of more recent singers that I started listening to. I'll have to check my iTunes because it's so recent. I just recently downloaded a new song, and I'm trying to find it right now as we speak.
Lenny Kravitz was in he's an actor as well. He was in The Hunger Games.
Yes, yes, that's right. I started listening to, I guess it's Jungle by Ambassadors and Jamie Ann Commons.
Mm-hmm.
But Lenny Kravitz is definitely my go-to. I would say, who else is pretty good? Oh, sorry, hold on. It started playing it. I would say Marvin Gaye. I like some Marvin Gaye. I like Otis Redding. I like the old school kind of doo-wop sort of music, too, and the groovy music. I kind of like Justin Timberlake. I like one of his songs, Push Your Love Girl. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you
like? All right, I think she's gone.
Is she gone? Did we lose her?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay over the phone, but.
Okay, so all right. Bye. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, guys, we're going to take another caller, this number ending in 7891. Let's put him on Teams on Air.
Hello?
Is that Christian?
Of course, I'm always going to be calling in.
Good to hear
Bye,
you,
Christian.
Man. What's up?
So I heard that you have a soft spot for those that have been in the industry for a long time, like Tom Kenny. How much of a credit do you think a lot of voice actors these days owe to people like Frank Welker and Peter Cullen, who started making those funny noises for all the cartoons that are still used today?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
So I've actually met Frank Welker, and he is a legend. I mean, seriously, someone who's had a career spanning since the 1950s, probably before that. I credit a majority of the radio stars. I would even go back further to Lucille Bliss, who was the original Smurfette and who also voiced the role of Crusader Rabbit, one of the first animated cartoons that was out there.
Well, awesome.
I actually, that episode of Scooby-Doo we mentioned earlier, I was in the booth with Frank Welker, and he is unbelievable. He is the most humble individual I think I've ever met in my life. And he voiced Scooby and Fred at the time on the show. So he would do scenes with the rest of the ensemble, and he would read through the script and switch between characters. Sometimes when he was talking to himself, basically, Fred would say a line to Scooby, and then Scooby would respond, but it was him doing all the voices. And he is unbelievably talented, and Tony is right. He had a large hand in expanding the industry in animation because of his massive talent.
And also for women. I mean, I think there was June Foray, who
yeah.
is Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle. She goes back way far. I mean, I think she's still in her 90s and still doing voiceover, which is pretty incredible. But a lot of those people who had done voiceover for years, and then there's also the promo people like Don LaFontaine, who passed away. God bless him. He was amazing talent. He used to do all the trailer voiceovers. So a lot of these people are just legends in their own, and people have heard their voices, but they just don't know. But as far as voiceover concerned, I think a lot of these people owe it to vaudeville and back even further to radio shows back in the day when everybody, they didn't have TV. They were listening to radios, and they developed their voices for doing these shows, and that translated into animation and cartoons.
Well, that was a really good question, Kristen.
That was
a loaded question. Thanks for calling
question,
in again, man.
That was a loaded question, Christian. you
thanks
you
for calling in, man.
He hit on one of my favorite people, Zach. One of my favorite people, Frank Welker. He's amazing.
All right. Hopefully I'll hear from you soon, Christian. Good to talk to you, man.
Bye, Christian.
All right, so we've got a couple more callers in the queue. Next one is going to have the number ending in 3080. Let's put him on Teens on Air.
Hello, hi. How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's your name
and
what's your question?
Hey, Zach. Hey, Tony. My name is Wesley. My question was, I work in the business too, Tony, and I worked with a guy, Stephen Marrero. He's really good with character voices. I was just curious, do you actually train people with doing that as well? Or is it just you were talking about the different voiceover styles. Do you actually train, like, characters and so forth?
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that. Yeah. Well, you know, Zach actually does a voice for Steven in Steven Universe, and he does Steven. And it was kind of like when we were, you know, in the booth working on that, we kind of did it as a team together, and it was an amazing process. So sometimes, yeah, we do character-y things together. And a lot of times I just ask, you know, people, is there certain dialects that you do, certain accents? That's great, too, sometimes. But
yeah,
you know, first is always going to be the acting skill. It's always going to come down to your acting skill because you might be able to do a great voice or character-y
good.
Sort of sound, but it doesn't
okay.
really matter unless you have the skill itself to really come across and express your lines with true emotion.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Amazing. I mean, I was just so intrigued by, you know, by this guy, because this guy Steven, because he could do, you know, ages 9 years old to 90. And it's just amazing, the dialects and the voices he's doing.
Oh, my gosh. You should listen to James Arnold Taylor. I just came back from a trip from Orlando, and we were hanging out with James Arnold Taylor, and he does well over 200 voices in his show over in Orlando.
Wow.
200 shows in less than an hour, he's hitting 200 different voices.
Wow.
he's actually the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Clone Wars. You should look him up. He's a very talented person.
Yeah,
some people have
for sure.
incredible vocal variety. One I would mention is D. Bradley Baker. I worked with him a couple times, and he actually he does regular, what you would call regular voiceover too, but his specialty is he can make any animal noise you could ever imagine. he plays Steven's lion on our show. I was in a movie called Justice League War that just came out a couple months ago. He was like the gargoyle monsters that were flying around and shooting lasers. He can do monster noises, bird noises, animal noises, anything. It's amazing what he can do with his voice and what he's been able to practice.
Oh, for sure.
Wonderful, wonderful.
He's an amazing talent. He's also in Clone Wars, too. He was he was also in Avatar, Legend of Korra, Momo Appa. He did the creature voices for him. He's an amazing person.
Wow.
Zach, that, I mean, I'm envious. I mean, I actually have actually seen D work in the booth, but Zach is actually in the booth with him a lot of times.
That's cool.
All right, Wesley, thanks for calling in, man. Great question.
Yeah, good question, man.
All right, I think we got time for one more caller here on Teens on Air, and we're going to take the person ending, their number ending in 2875. Let's put them on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, and I have a question. Do voiceover actors improvise like sometimes actors might improvise if they don't follow the script exactly? Now, do you find that you can do that when you're doing voiceover, or do you have to stay strictly with the script?
Zach, do you want to answer part of this? Do you want me to answer it, or?
Yeah, I'll take some. The thing about depending on what you're doing. I mean, if you're doing something called ADR, which is when you're doing ADR, you're doing your voice to something that's already been animated, or you're covering for someone blind who was garbled or they couldn't be understood, and
right.
there's no room for error there. You have to stay in so it matches the film. But if you're doing a show like I do Steven every week, that none of that's been animated yet. It's all storyboards and pictures, so there's freedom, and they animate around your voice. So if I want to change a couple words around, this is a secondary take, I have the freedom to do that and do some improv stuff, and that's what keeps it interesting and makes it fun. And because we can clear an episode so quickly, there's also a lot of freedom to do weird takes of lines, and a lot of these end up staying in the show. Yeah.
Right.
There's really, really funny inflections and noises that we can make, and even if it doesn't end up in the show, it's something funny that we can go back to later.
Well, that's terrific. I didn't realize that, and I appreciate that information. I've always wondered that, but wasn't certain, if improvisation was good to do. So,
Mike, I think improv, I mean, I actually grew up doing improv. I started with a group when I was younger. And got trained by Kevin Hoggard, who actually trained Steve Carell years ago. And I think one of the strong points about a trained improvisational actor is that they know how to switch gears. They know how to just roll with it. If something changes or a reaction, they know how to adjust on the fly. And that is a really, really strong trait for a voiceover actor. So I highly suggest anybody who's planning on doing, any type of acting, definitely get your experience in improvisation for sure.
Right. Okay. Well, great.
You mentioned Steve Carell as well. Just a testament to his improv skill. Some floating around YouTube, you can actually find the callback tape for the original Anchorman movie that he did, where he was in the room with the director and the producers. And it is so funny. But at one point, in the script, he's supposed to laugh really like a dope, because that's what his character is. And he starts laughing, and he doesn't stop laughing. Like he'll stop, and then he'll just start laughing again. And he's cracking up with the producers and directors for a full minute and a half. And it is outrageously funny. And he improv all of that. So
yeah,
I think
that's great.
It's a great skill to have.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the information. I find that very interesting.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for
calling. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the question.
You bet. Take care.
All right, guys. I think that wraps up our call-in segment today on Teens on Air. So just want to thank you guys, everybody that called in. Thanks for participating. Everyone that tuned in, thank you. We'll see you next week, same time, Friday at 6 p.m. And, of course, I've got to thank Tony for being on the show. Thanks, man.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Zach. All right.
And before we go off, Tony, do you have any way for people to contact you if they want to get training from you?
Sure. They can actually go to reply on my page on KidsVO, like that page, or find me on Twitter, at TonyKidsVO. Or you can email me, Tony@kidsvo.com.
All right. Cool, guys. This has been episode 6 of Teens on Air. I'm your host, Zach Callison. We are signing off. Thanks again.